Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Time for entertainment news. Out to Las Vegas we go for entertainment reporter and author Cindy Perlman-Gaber. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk about the BAFTAs. This is England's version of the Oscars, isn't it?
It is, Bob. Good morning. And everyone got dressed up, including William and Kate, came out for the BAFTAs last night. Some shocking news for two big American actors, though. Timothée Chalamet and Leonardo DiCaprio were both expected either one to win Best Oscar. Neither won, which was a shocking loss for both of them. We have a Best Actor you might have never heard of this movie. It's called I Swear, a British film about a Scottish man navigating Tourette's syndrome in the 1980s. And the actor's name is Robert Amaro, and he won over those two.
Let's talk about who went to the movies over the weekend. And it looks like this animated film is doing better than expected, huh?
You know, it's so cute. In the bathroom, after I saw it, all these little girls were wadding up the paper towels by the sink and shooting, trying to shoot threes, which was so cute. And that's going on all over the country. But GOAT, an animated movie based loosely on the life of superstar Steph Curry, is not only number one this weekend. It was two last week. It's number one this weekend. But it just crossed the 100 million line at the box office worldwide. And it's inspirational. It's for girls and boys. Super cute. You should check it out at the theater. And it knocked off Wuthering Heights, which came in number two with 14.2. Three, I Can Only Imagine Two. That's the movie with Dennis Quaid and Trace Atkins, 9 million. And four, this little movie, Crime 101 with Chris Hemsworth, only 5.8 million. Chris has to go back to avenging now because his other movies aren't doing so well.
Guess so. I've been trying to avoid going to see Wuthering Heights so far. And the reviews haven't been great, have they?
No, I know. It's sort of a chick flick. But, you know, you could buy yourself a lot of guy flicks just if you saw one Wuthering Heights. I think it's worth about three guy flicks.
Yeah, I have to remember that. A little music news. We've been hearing a lot about Steve Perry and a Journey tour again, but what's the word on this? This is not going to happen?
I was excited last week. There were all these rumors out saying Steve Perry was going to rejoin Journey for this massive farewell tour starting this summer. And this wasn't just internet nonsense. The guitarist for Journey, Jonathan Cain, told a major music website that Perry was, quote, thinking about it. It's never too late, and we have 100 shows coming up, so he's welcome. But Steve Perry, who stays on top of stuff and has a really good Instagram, he heard the news, too, and he said, everybody, time to stop believing. Not happening. He said, quote, while I'm grateful for the love people still have for Journey, the rumors about me rejoining the band are simply not true. I want to gently put them to rest. He said, the music we created means a great deal to me, but I'm working on new creative work.
Also in the music department, I was talking about the Paul McCartney documentary last week, Man on the Run. I saw it in a theater, but it's now going to be streaming, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be streaming soon, this Wednesday. So anyone who wants their Beatles fix on Prime Video, they have the documentary Man on the Run, and taking viewers through what they're calling an intimate journey through McCartney's extraordinary life following the breakup of the Beatles. This isn't a whole Beatles thing. This is more about the formation of Wings and Paul's solo career post-Beatles. A lot of, you know, the usual unseen footage, archive material, a lot of surprises. But this is getting great reviews, so you might want to check it out.
Yeah, it's really good. You see it and you think, I forgot about how difficult it was post-Beatles for McCartney. And also, you realize how many great songs he's done since the Beatles breakup. And there's a lot in there about the Beatles breakup as well. I really liked it. Even more than I would like Wuthering Heights. Speaking of which, Margot Robbie is certainly an interesting person and easy on the eyes. Have you interviewed her often?
I've interviewed her many times for Barbie, for the above said Wuthering Heights. And Margot Robbie's super nice, but she's so funny because she said, remember she played Sharon Sharon Tate in the great Quentin Tarantino film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, one of my favorite films of all time. So I guess Quentin told Margo, tell no one about the fact that Sharon Tate lives. He rewrote history, and she lives at the end. There's no Manson killing. And so there's Margo. She's at Cannes. She brought her mother to watch the movie, and she said, Mom, what did you think? And her mom said, honestly, honey, I've been dreading watching you in this movie because I didn't want to see my daughter killed that way. I know how violent Quentin Tarantino movies can be, and I just was cringing until you died in this movie. Meanwhile, Quentin, who was on the other side of Margot Robbie, leaned over and said, you didn't tell your mom you don't die? And Margot said, no, you told me don't tell anyone. So, come on, she's just listening to her boss, right?
Yeah, sounds like it. And what's this about, a sequel coming out?
This is exciting. A sequel is in the making right now. They're filming it. David Fincher's directing it. And Quentin wrote it. The only reason Quentin said he didn't direct it is Quentin always said he would do 10 films. He's on his 10th, and he said he didn't want his last movie to be a sequel. He said if it was anything else, he would have directed it because he's really proud of it. No Leo this time. This is just about Brad Pitt. It's called The Adventures of Cliff Booth, his stuntman from the 70s. In theaters, they're thinking next summer, and then on Netflix. And also, if you can't wait, Quentin has the fictionalized book of Once Upon a Time in America. He's a really good writer. You can get that anywhere. It's been out about a year.
And finally, we have news about Mr. Law and Order, Dick Wolf. Don't tell me he's going to do Law and Order Hammond, Indiana next. Is that the story?
No, because no one wants to take the Skyway and play $14. That's canceled, Bob. Uh-huh. Even Dick was like, that's ridiculous. But no comments here. Not that we talk about it in this house. But he's doing Law & Order CIA. It's not even a Law & Order. It's just CIA to go with his show FBI. It's so confusing. This one is set about a CIA agent, Tom Ellis, who teams up with an FBI agent. One's by the books. One's a wild card. It's a spinoff. And it's set in New York. If we see Mariska Hargitay as Benson on this, I would not be surprised. But no one said anything so far.
How does he do all these shows? He does Chicago Med and all those other Chicago shows, too, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, first of all, what is his obsession with Chicago? And second, how does he actually do it? Does he do it in his sleep? We don't know.
Yeah, Chicago Fire, and they all seem to be doing well. All right, that's the entertainment update from Cindy Perlman. Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you. Talk to you again tomorrow.
We'll see Wuthering Heights, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I think it's going to happen.